You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. It is said that at the height of his career, Mark Twain reportedly earned $5 per word. $5 per word. It'd be nice if that was the same thing for preachers on Sunday. My 30-minute sermons would be regular at that point, I think. But reportedly, this is what Mark Twain received. Now, knowing this, someone playfully wrote to him saying, "Here is $5, Mr. Twain. Please send me your favorite word." And the ever-clever Mark Twain wrote back, "Thanks." You know, I've never thought about what my favorite word is, but I would imagine that thanks may actually be in the running for sure. The importance of recognizing and giving thanks is something that we learn from the earliest days of our lives. At a young age, our parents remind us in all manner of situations to say thank you. I know that my kids get tired of me telling them when we're out to dinner and they've made an order, they say, "Can I have a hot dog?" And then I go, "What do you say?" "Thank you," you know, and "please," and all those kind of things. After being reminded so often as a child to say thank you by my parents, I remember thinking that it must be that you can't say thank you enough. They reminded me almost every day. And I remember thinking, I guess you can't say thank you enough. And my experience in life has borne that out to be true. You know, think about it. Opportunities to thank those who help us is ever before us. The opportunity to thank God is ever before us. The opportunity to thank those who wouldn't expect it is ever before us. Ned Brown is married to my mother-in-law, Miriam. And Ned is forever thanking people that you would never expect to thank, but probably don't even expect to be thanked. For example, if we're in a parking garage, whenever we check out, he'll tip the attendant. He will buy things for people behind him in line. He will tip people when you least expect it, just because he says he wants to help them to feel a sense of grace and to know that they're valued in life. You know, gratitude, I believe, as exemplified by Ned, is as much a lifestyle, I believe, as an action. And Jesus suggests as much today. Now, I don't believe that in our story that Jesus needed thanks. I don't believe that Jesus was in any way hurt or disgruntled because only one of the 10 lepers thanked him. I had a conversation one time with a friend who said to me, Why is God so needy? Why is God so desperate for affection that God needs our praise and our worship and our thanks? Why is God so insecure? And my reaction was, you got it all wrong. God doesn't need our thanks. God doesn't need our worship. God doesn't need our praise. But God is worthy of our worship and our thanks and our praise. And so we do for us really more than we do for God. I believe instead that Jesus in our reading today is reminding us that gratitude as a way of life is at the heart of following him. It is at the heart of discipleship. The story we hear today may seem a bit surprising, but unfortunately, as we all know, it is more prevalent than we might imagine. I remember hearing a story that seemed unbelievable except for the fact that it was true. On September 8, 1860, on Lake Michigan near Waukegan, Illinois, an excursion boat collided with a schooner, and people were thrown into the icy cold waters of Lake Michigan. Edward Spencer was a Methodist seminarian, and he was awakened by other seminarians and students who had heard what happened, and he got dressed and he went to the lake. You see, Ed was a strong swimmer. He had grown up along the Mississippi River. And like others that were there, he plunged into the cold waters. And by dawn, Ed Spencer had saved 15 drowning people. Afterwards, he was warming himself by the fire when a cry came out that there were two other survivors who were holding on for dear life. And despite his exhaustion, Spencer went after them. He rescued these last two people, and as he did, he collapsed on the beach. His health was so irreparably harmed that he eventually became an invalid because of what happened that evening. 287 people died that night. 98 were saved, 17 by one man, Ed Spencer. Well, years later, as he was an older man, he was interviewed by a Los Angeles newspaper, and they asked him, what did he remember most from that evening? And he said only this, that of the 17 people that he saved that night, not one of them ever thanked him. Now, if all of them, or even a portion of them, had thanked Ed, he would have still suffered with the reality of his sacrifice. And in the article, there was no indication that he was angry or hurt by the lack of gratitude that accompanied his selfless bravery. And there was no indication that he had harbored ill feelings all of those years that he lived with the consequences of giving so much so that others could live. He was just remarking how it seemed odd. Well, perhaps you have been in a similar situation. Perhaps you have gone above and beyond for another and not received a thank you. And perhaps that unnerved you. Maybe it even frustrated you. Perhaps it led to some uneasiness with the one whom you helped. Well, in our gospel lesson, Jesus healed the lepers because he could. He had the ability to help them, to heal them. And so he did. It reminds us that whenever we help another person, while it is nice, indeed appropriate, to hear thank you, we do not act so as to receive any reward. You may recall other places in Scripture, Jesus talks about the religious leaders who pray and do other acts publicly so as to be seen as pious. He says, very truly I tell you, they have received their reward being that they have been seen as religious. They have been seen as doing that which would give them a higher status in others' eyes. He says, if you've done something helpful for the props, for the status associated with it, then that is all the reward that you can expect. But what he doesn't say, but absolutely implies, is that this reward is hollow. Hollow at best. There's much more to be learned and valued, Jesus says, in doing for others simply out of love for God and love of neighbor. You know, you've received and been the recipient of great kindnesses too, I imagine. I imagine you may have been the recipient of a great kindness at some time in your life where even thank you seemed not nearly enough. To be sure, thank you can seem so inadequate in so many of our experiences of great and beautiful grace. Yet Jesus seems to suggest that thank you is enough. And what a grace that is for you and me. when we have been the beneficiary of something that was so beautiful, that was such a blessing. Think about how beautiful it is that we, by saying thank you, have offered enough. In the final scene of the movie Saving Private Ryan, if you've seen that movie, Private Ryan, now an older man, visits the grave of one Captain Miller. You see, Captain Miller and his platoon throughout the movie had sought to find Private Ryan to keep him safe because all of his brothers had died and the army did not want his mother to lose their last son. And so they sent this group of people out to find Private Ryan, hence the name of the movie Saving Private Ryan. Well, in the midst of saving him, Captain Miller and others died. And at the end of the movie, we see Private Ryan standing at the graveside of Captain Miller. And as he looks at the grave, he says these words, "I've lived my life the very best I could. I hope that it was enough." I imagine that all of us cleansed and healed by the waters of our baptism, kneeling at the foot of the cross, can hopefully say the same thing. I hope that as I live my life the best that I could, I hope that it is enough. We are all beneficiaries of the amazing gift of baptism. We are all saved through the transformative sacrifice of the cross. Like Private Ryan, in our most grateful moments, we will try to live up to this incredible grace that we have been given, and like Private Ryan, we will say thank you. And friends, for Jesus, the God who loves you so much, that will be enough. Like Captain Miller, in our most selfless and generous acts on behalf of others, like Ed Spencer, we will bring hope and life and blessing where no thank you will be necessary, for acting out of love, modeling our life after Jesus is enough. For the way of Jesus, it's selflessness and sacrifice. For the way of Jesus, it's gratitude and it's graciousness. Thank goodness, my friends, is enough. It is always, always enough. In Jesus' name, amen.